Welcome, Lagos. That sound brings so much memory. I know that I'm not the only one who feels that way. A lot of memories. I know. It will take a while. It will take quite a while for, you know, that memory or those memories to fade away or ease out. It's still taking its time. And that's also understandable. It's also really understandable. There are times, right, where you are so much involved or too much attached to either a sound of music, either someone in your life, either a particular item, either a belief or something that you have held on to for so long or you have held on to for so long, and all of a sudden that thing is no longer there, or that item or that individual or that program or that whatever it is no longer there. And so you start to build up emotions, you know, this emotions. Sometimes it could make you feel sad. It could, you know, make you feel sad. It could just, you know, it could have its toll on you. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to move on. Sometimes we just have to move on. Sometimes you just have to, you say, you know what? Yes, something like this has happened. Yes, it has happened. How about we move on? How about we move on? I hope that you're well. I hope that you are doing great. I hope that you woke up on the bright side. I hope that you are alive and grateful that you're alive today. I hope that you are grateful for the air that is going through to your lungs this morning. I'm also hoping that you are grateful for life. You know, Kiss Daniel said, you don't walk. It's time for you to chop, man. You see, some of us, we work so hard, right? We work so hard day in, day out. And then when it comes for you to rest, there is a tendency for you to start blaming yourself that why do I have to rest now? I haven't achieved this. I haven't achieved that. Maybe I should keep pushing. Maybe I don't deserve this rest. Maybe I still have to put in too much or so much more effort to making more money. But what you're doing is you're depriving yourself of rest. You're depriving yourself of the good life. So if you don't work, it's time for you to chop. If you have been working really hard, sometimes just give yourself a break and say, you know what? Let me relax a bit. It's also good for you to rejuvenate, all right? To feel refreshed again. If you are the person I'm talking to this morning, welcome. The Feel of Lagos is live. For the first time, it's What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Oduo Biteke. I hope you're fine. I hope that you're alive and grateful. Check your time. It's 12 minutes past 10. And today is the 25th of May 2022. And it's a Wednesday. What a day to be alive. It is a day the Lord has made. And we would all rejoice and be glad in it. I know that in some areas, to rejoice and be glad in such a day isn't so forthcoming. But sometimes we need to, you know, find the courage somewhere inside to say, you know what, regardless of what it is going on that isn't so pleasant, I will still rejoice and be glad in this day that has come to me. I hope that you're well. If you're tuning for the first time, this is how the show runs. The first hour of the show is the Feel of Lagos, where you get to call us up and scream What's Up Lagos and tell us what's going on around your area, how you're doing, and then basically just join the banter. So today I wanted to share something with you that I saw on the social media, and I had to reach out to this person. So not really social. What's Up is social media also. Yeah, so it's social media. And this person was sharing some of this, would I say, tricks that some robbers have devised to catch on their victims. So I'm going to share with you what they saw, and maybe you tell me if you have experienced that or not. So this happened somewhere in Abuja, but you can also tell me if it's something happening in Lagos, because when I asked further, they said it has happened in Lagos as well. So shocking. Really shocking. I would give you that gist in a bit. But I have friends who'll be joining me also. Friends from Nigeria, Nigerian Idol. Yeah, we have a few of them. I saw that show, and trust me, it's one of the ones that made me feel some type of way, because all of them are gifted. All of them are talented. It felt like all of them should be the winner. You know, so if you saw that show, I'm sure that you're willing to hear from them. They will be joining me shortly. But in the meantime, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. So right now in the studio with me, I've got this amazing, amazing people. They look so sharp and looking handsome and beautiful as well. Some of them are your favorites. Some of them you rooted for. Some of them I rooted for. In fact, I was on the show screaming some of them's names, which I won't mention right now. I would like for them to introduce themselves by themselves. But I will pick few calls. Let's hear from Lagos. What's going on around your area this morning? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, good alive. Morning, good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning.
I'm calling from Lekki. My name is Godwin Nathan from Lekki.
Welcome, Godwin.
I'm so happy to hear from you this morning, because I have been calling you guys for over some month. I lost my other phone.
Oh.
Yeah, the new one. So calling you guys back, it has been an issue for me. So thank God I've been with you.
I'm glad that you were able to do that.
How about Mr. Calling?
He's doing well. He's doing well. Maybe you should reach him out on his social media platform, and then.
I'll do just that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear from you guys.
Thank you so much.
Well,
I appreciate it. So apparently some people still don't know the real gist, how that callers took a bow of radio. So if you want to hear further about that, I would like that you go on his social media platform and maybe hear from him himself. Hello? All right, do call me back. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive!
Wow,
welcome.
This is my first time in the Tallest Techies show.
Really? Welcome, it's good to have you on What's Up Lagos.
How about Mr. Collins?
He's doing well. You can reach him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I hear that Collins has left you, get another one, but it's fine, yeah?
Mm.
Just take it easy. Everything will be fine, yeah?
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so on Monday, it was all emotions everywhere, where that I announced that Collins has, taken a bow off radio. And it was quite emotional for a lot of us. But yeah, it's time for us to move on. If you want to hear further, you can reach out to him on his social media platform. And yeah, you can get more news. But moving away from that, we have great people, like I said earlier, in the studio with me, your faves from Nigerian Idol. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great.
That's so low for me. That's so low. So there's a ritual on the show. You have to like scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Oh.
And then I would respond to you, "Cheers to life."
Aye.
All right. So are we ready to do that?
Sure.
Yeah. Once we're ready, go.
What's up, Lagos?
I like that. To see good voices. Yeah. You guys just harmonize the whole thing. Welcome. It's good to have you. So I'm going to start with my right hand. No, is this my right hand? Yes. My left hand side.
Alrighty.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Lagos.
I would like you to introduce. I'm not going to introduce anyone. So go ahead.
What's up, Lagos? This is Joel here from the Nigerian Idol show. It's very, very amazing to be here with you all today.
Ah, thank you so much, Joel. It's good to have you here. So I was going to say, how about you just sing your introduction? Maybe that would be smoother.
That would be smoother, definitely, but it would be weird.
All right, how about you? Go ahead.
What's up, Lagos? It's your boy, Gerald. I'm out here, and it's good to be here hanging out with y'all.
Nice. Okay, how about you?
Hey, Lagos, it's your girl Abigail right here in Nigeria Info, and we're here to have fun. So just keep listening.
Okay.
Hey, beautiful people of Lagos, what's up? It's your boy David Opera. We're chilling here live, Nigeria Info. And I know I said it good one time.
Not so. How about you?
Hello, Nigeria. It's your girl, Devi, and it's so great to have you all here. It's all great to be here with you guys today. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Hi, Lagos. It's your girl, Precious Oki. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to also have you all. So I'm going to start with, let me see, Abigail. How's the experience? Let's start from the, from the audition down to when you had your theater week, down to every other performance that you had. How was it for you? What's the experience like?
Okay, so for me, the experience, I'd say it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, there were a whole lot of things that happened because it's not just what you see on screen, it's beyond that.
Mm.
You know, we had sleepless nights, you know, we had to rehearse every day, like back to back, you know. You know, we just come on TV and we just sing like, oh, everybody's singing.
Yeah.
No, it's beyond that, trust
so
me.
So much work.
It's a whole lot of work.
So much
and
work.
So far, it has been amazing. I mean, meeting these people, you know. I mean, getting that fame, the platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything. It was a great feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I really learned a lot too. So I'm thankful for that.
How about you? Tell me.
It's just like she said, the drills, you know, it changes you and into becoming a better version of yourself. And each and every one of us took a thing or two away and to develop our craft, which is music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the experience of vocal coaching, stage usage, movements, and all of this stuff, you know, and how to, you know, prepare yourself for the bigger stage ahead of you,
mm-hmm.
you know, TV and all of that. I mean, it's amazing. TV time is always, you know, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Was there any point in time where you were nervous to be on stage?
Of course, every time.
Every single time.
Yes.
I can't imagine. Do you want to tell me about that?
I remember the first performance we had. I was the last person, you can imagine what I may have been going through. Everyone went on stage, they did their stuff, and I'm just there, and I'm like, oh, Debbie, you're the last girl. You're the last person. I almost shit my pants. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're on radio. You are on radio. You said S-H-I-T.
I almost did. I'm sorry, you guys, but I almost did. It was crazy.
Wow.
Every single time you're fidgeting on stage, like, oh, my God. Oh my God, I don't want to make a mess.
Hmm.
Oh my God, it was crazy.
I can't imagine. There was something that I can usually do to you guys, especially the very first period, you would have to like wait, hope that your name is not,
you know.
Yeah.
How was that?
Going through your mind.
So how was that for you? Let me have David Oprah. How was that for you?
I mean, IK is just something else. Like, I don't know how he does it, but like it's amazing. But what it does, like before he calls you, you're just thinking like, it makes you feel, even if you have the highest voice, it makes you feel like, okay, you're going home.
You're going home.
Yeah.
I already packed my bags in my mind. Like,
I know. I know. Sometimes I look at your face and I'm like, oh, this is not fair, you guys. This is really not fair. So outside this, I know it has been a very huge experience for you, huge exposure as well. You have garnered so much love, you know, from people who've listened to you and love your sound and your tune and the likes. So what do you have for them, like moving forward from all of this?
Okay, cool. Who's talking?
Anyone.
Okay, moving ahead, just to create good music.
So when you say good music, what do you mean by good music?
Good music, like good music.
Like good music.
100% good music, yeah.
Okay, is this same for everyone?
Me personally, my single is out already. You know, 2 weeks after I left the show, I put out a song and it's out on every platform already. People really loving it. The feedback, it's been crazy.
Great. Yeah. Good stuff. How about you?
For me, I was working on some things before I got in the house. So I'm definitely going to put them out there next month. So you guys should just anticipate. And also, yeah, I'll be going into production. So you guys should just watch out for your girl.
Nice one. Okay. How about you?
For me,
David?
I've been on the music street before the show itself. Uh-huh. And yeah, so before the show, I put out a single titled Falling on all platforms. And now after the show, I have a lot of stuff that I need to do. 18th of June, I'm going to be in the US. I have a tour. I'll be in Colorado, New Jersey, DC. And when I'm back, I'm working on my EP and stuff. So yeah, it's going to be great stuff.
Good stuff. We'll go on a break shortly. When we come back, we'll have their social media handles where that you can follow them and have good time with them. Stick around, Lagos. Take it to Lagos, to Lagos. Welcome back, 10:37 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Oh, gosh, I said the Techers again. It's What's Up Lagos with Andrea. Right, I still have your amazing faves here, Nigerian Idol stars. I have Gerald with me. I also have Joel.
Hi.
I have Abigail. I have Precious. I have Debbie and also David Opera here. Amazing, guys. And I must say, you all are fantastic. I greet you all specially. Your facial.
Your teeth.
Yeah. So I want you guys to tell everyone listening you have mentioned what your plans are. So they would like to follow your social media platforms so that they can keep up to date, to keep, you know, track with you as to what you're coming up next with. And, you know, just wish you all the love and everything. So I'll start with Gerald. How can your fans reach out to you?
You can catch me on Facebook at Ifeichi Gerald, Twitter at G6, TikTok G6, that's G-E-E-6-I-X-X. On Instagram at Gerald _G6, that's G6 spelled G-E-E-6-I-X-X, and that's it.
All right, how about you, Joel?
Well, you can reach me on all the platforms at my name. I'm Joel, then A-D-I-E-L-L-E-E, and it's just that simple.
All right, so Abigail, how about you?
Okay, you can reach me on my social media platforms by the name Abigail Okara. A-B-I-G-I-L-O-K-A-R-A on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram and TikTok as well. All platforms actually. No. Abigail Okara. Yeah.
All right. David, how about you?
Yeah. So you can catch up with me on every social media platform, David_Opera. Opera spelled O-P-E-R-A-H.
All right. David, how about you?
You can catch me on Facebook at Oro King and Instagram official DB. That's official _DEEBEEY. On TikTok, just DB. Twitter, DB.
All right. And Precious?
On Instagram, Precious _. Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Precious Oki.
All right, good stuff. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you so much. This was fun. Thank you, Lagos.
Thank you, Lagos.
I would have sent you guys to harmonize the whole thing again. So can we have the What's Up Lagos harmonize this time? One, two, ready.
What's up, Lagos?
That felt so good.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set. Or do you know
what I love you? All right, welcome back. It's 10:41. It's still What's Up Lagos with with Andrea Odwo be taken. It would take a while for that to get off my mouth, you know. It would take a while for that too. But I'm hoping that you're good. We just had amazing guests join us. And I wish them all the very best. I saw that show. And trust me, I know that it takes quite a lot to come out on stage and show the world your talent. It's no be beans, you know. You heard one of them say that at some point they get, you know, they got nervous being on the show. And this is something they're already used to, something they know how to do. But I wish them all the best. You can go on their platforms and check them out and know what they're up to. If you have your faves, it's about time that you show them so much love, right? You show them love while on the show. The best time to show them much love, or much more love, is when they're off the show. All right, I told you that I want to give you a certain story or certain gist, an eyewitness report of something happening, or when I say part of the gimmicks that some robbers, armed robbers, used to rob their victims. It happened somewhere in Abuja, but I would share the story regardless. Hopefully, someone would tell me that it has happened somewhere in Lagos. If it's something that you've heard before, it's about that time that we be very cautious about things like that. All right. Also, if you want to share with me a situation report, things happening around your area, feel free to do that as well. The phone lines are open for that. 0700-993-993-993. Remember, at the 11 o'clock hour, we'd have Techie Talk. And today, I want to ask from you, what's that particular app on your phone that you know is consuming so much data? That particular one that you know is consuming so much data. But before I bring you that gist, can I just share with you this particular gimmick? So there was an eyewitness report somewhere in Abuja that said that this woman and her husband looked out of the window and found that around 1:30 a.m. to around 2:45 a.m. And they were looking out of their window and they found out that a baby was wrapped and left at the doorstep of a particular building. Now, that baby was there crying for over 30 minutes. And then when the baby stopped crying, someone sneaked to pinch the baby again so that the baby can keep crying, hoping that someone would come out to pick the baby. And then they, you know, catch on the person and they go ahead to raid. I don't know how true this is. Well, they said it was true, an eye report. Happening somewhere in Abuja, but it also said that it has happened somewhere in Lagos. Now, I'm not sure, but I want to ask you, is this true? Have you witnessed something like this before? Have you, do you have an idea of something like this happening or something like this that has happened in your environment before? Feel free to let me know. 0700-993-993-993. A lot has been happening around. Insecurities on the high. So it's about time that we all be very, very vigilant. Very, in fact, extremely vigilant. But if you have any eyewitness report, you can also reach out to us. If you want to tell me a situation ongoing around in your area, feel free to do that also. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. All right, do call me back. 0700-993-993-993. Now, that report was said to happen in Abuja, right? But I'm just saying, let me ask, has this happened before in your environment? Have you seen it happen before? Is this true that some thieves or burglars or armed robbers use this as a strategy to get to their victims? Is this true? Has it happened around your area before? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning, Andre.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm Yunus.
Welcome, Yunus. Talk to me.
Yeah. I've heard a similar thing like that, but I personally have not experienced it before.
Okay. Do you want to share?
Just something similar like that to what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you just dropped the baby at the back of the window. Then we now heard a cry. So the guy that came out by coming by from when the guy was trying to come out, that's where they now put gun on his head.
You understand?
But the guy, they just robbed him off, emptied his room.
Wow.
But this guy was a bachelor then.
Wow.
It has been happening, according to the guy, according to what he told me, because he's a very close friend. He was close to the friend of mine anyway.
Okay. And
I just heard my dad say, well, let me just share it with you.
Do you have an idea where this happened?
Somewhere at Pangrove.
Okay, somewhere at Pangrove.
Pangrove, yeah.
Thank you, Yunus. I appreciate Pangrove. That you shared this with me. So apparently it's true. It's true. So how can... Man, wow. So someone will use a baby to... Well, it's not even news. Because, I mean, there are some who take innocent children from crutches and go on the streets to beg. There have been stories of people using children, babies, to perpetrate evil. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos? All right, you call me back. 0700-993-993-993. I shared with you an eyewitness report about something happening in Abuja. And I felt, you know what, let me ask Lagosians, have you heard of this gist before? Is it true? Does it happen? And have you also experienced this style, this, what I call a strategy, that some of these bugglers or robbers use to perpetrate their evil by having a baby cry in front of your window, and then when you come out to pick the baby, they catch on you and perpetrate whatever it is they want to, that is, rob you or do the evil they want to do. Hello? Hello? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning, what's your name? Oh, the network isn't so clear at the moment. Well, go ahead. Oh my goodness, do call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. It's still What's Up Lagos. The feel of Lagos is still live right now. Tell me what's happening around your area and how you are doing as well. And so I shared with you some sort of an eyewitness report of something happening, happening in Abuja. And I failed to ask if it is something that you know has happened in Lagos too before, or do you know any other means that you would like to share that some of these bugglers. In fact, let's help ourselves to be more vigilant, to be more cautious about these happenings in our environment. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos. Hello? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome, welcome. What's your name? Good morning. Good morning. Good to have
my
you
name
join
is
us.
Steve, I'm calling from Lagos.
Welcome, Steve. Good to have you. Hello.
It's heartbroken that I have to get you at this time. Not the time I want.
When
to.
Yeah, so I know.
all the same. I appreciate you and I encourage you to continue.
Thank you.
I know. It's very difficult. I'm just trying to imagine how you cope.
But I know.
I believe with us on your side, you will definitely cope.
Yeah, I know.
That's just That's just what I caught to say.
Oh, thank
What's
you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Andre, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've actually heard about this particular one you said.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on Twitter,
okay.
But there was one somebody told me about one time, they come into your compound and switch off your gym, so you come down and find out what is happening. And when you come back, they will now
catch
rob you from there.
Wow.
So we've actually experienced this in our yard. So I heard this now. One day, our gym was on. So all of a sudden, it went off without any cause. So my brother wanted to go down and go and know what's happening. I said, no, don't you ever do that. So we later had start hearing noise from our neighbor downstairs. When they sneak into his other room and started robbing him. So when he noticed that, he ran out and jumped out of the car and started shouting.
Wow.
So that's another cry they use.
I see. I see.
They put off your gen, they jump into your compound, put off your gen if it's downstairs, then wait for you to come down and check what is happening. From there, they will rob you.
Wow. Oh, I mean, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. I appreciate that you shared this well with me. Wow. Well, let's hear more. We have an author who's on the line from Sangotedo. Hi, author. Welcome. Hello. All right, author, you'd call me back if you can. It's 10:52 on the clock. We have our friends from Adron Homes that will be sharing with us about this new promo, Young Landlord. And they'll join us in just a moment. I'll pick this last call and then we have them join us.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name? What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, my name is Bello Isaka. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Yeah. I want to share another experience with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Concerning all this, concerning your discussion today.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, do you know that all these kidnappers or armed robbers, once they have opportunity to enter your compound, do you know what they do? Open your tap water down. So once they open your tap water, they will go and hide somewhere. And then you, when you are conscious of what is happening in your compound and discover that, oh, water is running out or running down, you want to come out and close the tap, thereby they enter your house or they enter you.
Interesting.
At least gun on your head.
Wow.
That's another thing. Yeah.
Wow. Have you witnessed this in any way?
Of course I have.
Wow.
I have. That is why I can talk about it. I have.
Interesting.
It happens to my neighbor.
Wow.
And that was Abulegba, when I was at Abulegba then.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing this story with me. I do appreciate you. So there are actually several ways that this criminals go about perpetrating their crimes. And it's just a call for all of us to be very vigilant out there. It's imperative that we do. I mean, these times are really, really hard on us. So this is a call for that. So we hear more stories so that we all can, you know, be ahead of them. Just in case they want to do all of those so that we can be informed. But before I pick for their calls, I have our friends again, like I said earlier, from Adron Homes, and they're here to talk to us about the Young Landlord promo.
Just hear you. I love you like I love no one. I said true.
All right, welcome back. 10:55 on the clock. We have our friends again, like I said, from Adron Homes and Properties, and they're here to talk to us about Young Landlord Promo. I have with me Brate Efe. I also have Emmanuel Olabode. It's good to have you join us in the studio today.
Thank you.
All right, so talk to us about the Young Landlord Promo.
Okay. The Young Landlord Promo is basically for children. It's a product that we made available for children, for parents who wants to gift landed properties to their kids for future purposes. Mm-hmm. We all know that properties appreciate. So you can buy a plot of land for your kids in your kids' name, and in the next few years when it appreciates, you can sell off, or the kids can decide to do whatever it is that they want with it. Yeah, that's basically what Young Landlord Promo is all about.
Okay, then. So what are the packages like?
Okay, we have different payment method.
Okay.
That's affordable for all parents of all classes, no matter your level of income.
Okay.
We have those payment plans. You can spread your payments for as long as 36 months.
Hmm.
That's 3 years.
Okay.
A minimum of 24 months or 3 months for 50% discount.
I see.
Yes.
So how much do you start with?
You can start with as low as 25,000 naira.
Okay.
Yes.
As low as 25,000
naira. As low as 25,000 naira.
Interesting. As low as 25,000 naira.
Yes.
If you want to get a plot of land, right?
Yes.
You can start with as low as 25,000 naira.
Yes.
You want to talk further about that?
Yeah, of course. First of all, I'd like to buttress what Ife said as regards Young Landlord Promo.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate is heritage. It is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Without real estate, we have nothing. So, and there's a popular saying in the real estate industry that says the best time to buy land was 30 years ago.
Okay.
The next best time to buy it is now. And considering the fact that the demand for real estate will always be on the rise as the population increases.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what birthed the initiative of the Young Landlord Promo.
Yeah.
So that parents and guardians can invest in the future of their wards today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people cannot afford certain places. I'm trying as much as possible not to mention those areas, but they are quite expensive today.
Mm-hmm.
But there are prospective areas that are going to be much more expensive in the future, in the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this initiative is, you know, allowing for people to come and invest in the future of their kids.
Yes.
And just like my colleague said rightfully, you can start your investment with as little as 25,000 naira.
That's impressive. That's impressive. So we're looking at what areas are your estates spread across?
Yeah, basically, we are strategically located in the fastest developing cities across the nation. So we have in Lagos, we have in Ogun, we have in Oyo, we have in Abuja, we have in Nasarawa, we are present in Akwa Ibom, we are present in Osun State.
Mm-hmm.
Oshogbo is one of the locations in Osun.
Mm-hmm.
And also Niger State.
Okay, if they want to reach out to you, how can people reach out to you take advantage of this promo?
All right. They can reach us on numerous numbers, but I'll be calling two. If we call two. We have, they can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or phone calls on either of these numbers, 0902-525-8368 or 0802-284-6321.
Okay.
Okay, you can also reach me on 0816-1837-257 or 0703952-5952.
All right, thank you so much for joining. I'm sure that parents who love their children are looking forward to gift them during Children's Day at least a plot of land.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We didn't bring you the news update coming up right now. Stick around, Lagos. Stand strong, Davido. I love that song. Amazing song. It just gives you a different kind of vibe from Davido. Anyway, great music. Welcome. 6 minutes past 11 is still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odobi Teke. And yes, today seemed like a lot is going on at once. But I shared with you something that happened in Abuja. An eyewitness report And I thought, you know what? How might I ask Lagosians if this is similar or if this is familiar? If this has happened before in your environment, you have seen it, you have heard it. Or are there other styles? Are there other ways that these criminals go about, you know, their crimes? Go about stealing from people, robbing people? Because you know what, having to know these styles or strategies that they use can also help us to stay vigilant. And I thought, you know what, how about we expose these guys and keep ourselves also at a lot, to know that some of this could be tricks from these people to perpetrate their crimes. In just a moment, we'll bring you Techie Talk. But for now, let me just hear from you a bit. Just a few more calls, and then we switch gears. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Do you want to send a WhatsApp message? You can do that on 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Okay, can you turn down the volume on your radio? Okay. All right, and you can call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. We have Ade on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chair still live. Talk to me.
Yeah. Those guys could be funny at times.
Okay.
There was a particular time where I was living before now.
Uh-huh.
And those guys came around, I think it's after 11 or 12 o'clock thereabouts. Yeah.
Okay.
And they came to my generator in my flat and switched off my gen. So, but because I knew I just fired my gen and my gen is in a good condition,
mm-hmm.
I said, my daughter said, Daddy, fire as soon as. I said, no. Fire. No, no, and, sorry, my wife, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, that is not fire. And if it's fire, my gen will not just off.
Go off that
like
way.
That.
Yeah.
Go off that way.
Uh-huh.
And I kept quiet. It's a flat of four flats.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that my neighbor in the front flat, I saw them, and he was trying to reach us at the back.
Mm.
They went to his own gen and switched it off. And they went to the one at my back. In fact, they switched the four gen all up, and none of us came out.
Mm.
So, my neighbor in the front finally got in touch with me, and they said, come. Those guys are in the compound. I said, hey, they were the one that
switched off your gen.
My gen. And my neighbor, which is a female, said, no, well, tomorrow you will fix it out tomorrow. And that is how God saved us that night.
Wow.
And by the time I would peep from my window, my sister, they were more than 10.
What?
They were more than 10. And I said, God, how can these guys, they can use any method?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you that they have something upstairs in concerning that area.
Mm.
They can use any method to make sure they get at people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people should be watched.
Yeah.
Watch out for all their methods.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ade. I appreciate that you shared your personal experience. You know, you want to think about it, that they could have used force, you know, to come into what looks like different strategies so that they don't get caught. But I mean, if you have this experience, how about you share with us so that we can all learn and also be vigilant on our end? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Hello, what's your name? All right, call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. What's your name?
I'm Prince. Yes, my name.
Welcome, Prince.
Sorry, just I want to say, I don't know if you like it.
Sorry?
Anyway, I'm a Uber guy.
Okay.
So there's a certain time I carry two ladies from island to mainland.
Okay.
or they were saying something in my car, which I was kind of shocked. Now, those guys is like kind of puzzlers. So they do, like men do use to carry them sometimes, taking them to their house.
Okay.
But what I just heard from the other girl, I was shocked.
Okay, I hope that it is radio friendly, if at all you want to share that with us.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, let's hear the gist.
It's like the girl, she just want to set up the guy. She was saying that, okay, that guy, if the guy has not even taken care, that she will, you know, link the guy to other kidnappers so that they will just come and kidnap him. I was just shocked.
Wow.
Serious.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here with you. Go ahead. We're all listening.
I was shocked from the lady saying that, if the guy is not even taking care, you know, she just link the guy to the people that, you know, they'll just come and kidnap him.
So that he can run the money.
So those ladies who they are doing that kind of thing.
Maybe she was just joking. How about that? What if she was just joking?
What kind of joke is that? That's not joking.
All right, thank you for sharing.
They were serious talking about it, though.
Interesting.
They were really serious talking about it.
All right, I mean, thank you for sharing that with me. I do appreciate that you did. Sheon is on the line. Hi, Sheon, welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Welcome, Chest Alive.
I'm so happy I can.
I'm glad you guys did it. I'm glad that you made it. Go ahead.
My own story, it happened sometime in 2017,
okay,
where I was living then.
Mm-hmm.
So the method was very different this time. I was occupying the back flat. So it was a Sunday. I went out, I came back. So I left my phone on the bed with my laptop. I was charging them. Then I went to the city room, just fly on the chair. I slept off as a bachelor. I woke up in the morning around 5 a.m. to get ready for work. Immediately, I opened the door to the room. If you see the kind breeze that blew me that night, they already tore my net.
Wow.
So they have a way, they always shift all this sliding window, that even if you lock it, they will shift it somehow.
Uh-huh.
It was when... So let me just make it fast. So they will now use... They use a very long stick with nail. They will use it to pull whatever you are charging on your bed.
Okay.
So they were able to pull my phone and my laptop. But fortunately for me, I got my phone back. It was an iPhone, and I did every necessary thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just logged in on my brother's phone, and we're able to track them. When we got to their place, if you see them, they were now the one, we arrested them. They were now the one telling us all the methods they use. So they have several methods.
Yeah.
They will just use that long stick. They will, as if they want to plug something. They'll just use it to pull your lap. Oh my God!
Wow.
Those people.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for sharing this. I mean, I know about this one. I have personally experienced this during school, you know, when I was still an undergraduate. I remember having that experience where I was woken up by a stick. And I had to... Oh, goodness. It was crazy. Hello, Franca. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Please move away from your radio.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
All right, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, there's this fool that left the studio now, those real estate people. I couldn't get their number.
Okay. Maybe send a WhatsApp message. You can send a WhatsApp message.
Okay. I should send you a WhatsApp message?
Yes.
Sorry, what's the WhatsApp number?
I would call the WhatsApp number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 0700-993-993-993. You can send a WhatsApp message You can send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. All right, Frank, I hope that you got that. It's 0809-597-5805. You can drop a WhatsApp message there. Hello?
What's up, Lega? We'll be right back.
Just alive.
Hi, Andrea.
I'm fine. Welcome.
It's been a while. My name is Ibinabo.
Welcome, Ibinabo. Yes, indeed. It
has. How's Collins?
He's fine.
Okay, tell him I miss him.
Aw.
So, I want to say this.
Yes.
Most of this method we're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, there are some people that are out there and quietly listening. They want to hear.
So that they can do same?
You don't understand what I'm saying?
Then they're the dumbest people I've ever met.
You trust understand?
Me. Trust me.
Listen to this. Sometimes when I get home and I knock on the door and my people don't open, I'm going to pull off the gym because I know they'll come outside.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm serious. You knock and knock and knock and nobody answers. Then the next thing I'll do, I'll turn off the gym.
Oh, how about you call them over the phone? How much you
no,
call
I don't
them
know. I wasted
phone?
My airtime.
Are you kidding me now? but you know that is actually really, really wrong. That you
I know it's wrong.
Put off my jet.
I'm coming
to you. Do you know what I'm doing in my house? So because you want to get my attention, you know a way to put off my jet.
Well, no, you know sometimes when I watch a movie, especially my wife, I can call my wife 20 times. She will not pick.
Ha, no.
Before we'll be in the bedroom, she'll be in the sitting room watching one useless Telemundo like that.
No.
Then the next thing I have to do is I'll pull off the gym.
No.
I'll rush outside.
No. No. Man. Anyway, but I hope you're well.
Well done, Andrea.
I can't believe you. For goodness sake. Yeah, the people that are making the other people who use that as a strategy to steal from other people. Anyway, we will be switching gears shortly. Techie Talk will be coming up. And I asked the question, what is that app on your phone that you know is consuming so much data? Now, there are a lot of apps that we download on our phones, several apps, and not just social apps this time, right? You just download some certain apps. It could be video editing apps. It could be all the apps you have on your phone. But you know that this one, no, it's the one that is consuming data on my phone. And there are also ways that you can check how to know your data usage, which of these apps are consuming much data on your phone. We'll have that conversation shortly. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, live.
Cheers. How are you today?
I am well. I'm fine.
How is everything? I've been listening to... you won't believe I'm driving. I have to park since you picked my call just to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Quickly, the experience of I'm robbing thing and all that.
Yes.
The one I experienced was just so funny. These guys, they are just young guys. You know what they do?
What?
They rob themselves. They go naked in the midnight, and they rub themselves with oil.
Oil, yeah.
Yes.
I've heard about
when
that.
When you are about to catch them, you won't know. You just see their hands. And when you're about to catch them, you just see that hand just slip out
they
of your hand. Did you see this way these guys took my phone? And I was running after them. But do you know one funny thing I just thank God was that they are sense did not tell them that oil will later, when you fall down, it will pick up sound and it later get creep.
Yeah.
You understand? So we're able to catch some of them and all that.
Hmm.
You understand? So it's like these people, truly, they have different ideas.
Yeah.
But as they're having different ideas, we too, we are evolving.
And becoming more smart.
Yes, and we definitely pray that we don't experience them.
Mm.
We pray we don't experience them.
All right. I mean,
all right.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and about the app that takes up data away from my phone, I don't know if you know Canvas.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, that app really, really sucks. Because, you know, by the time you're decorating your flyers and all that.
Yes.
It really, really, really sucks data.
Okay.
Really.
All right, then.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
And send my greetings to the tech care. Lagos! Lagos!
Thank you so much. He would hear. All right, then. I mean, so much love from you. So, yes, for that particular one about them putting oil on their body and all, I think I have heard. I've heard about that quite a lot. So that they become slippery, so that you don't get to catch them. I've heard that gist also before. Hello? All right, call me back. I think that's a good time for us to switch gears for Techie Talk. Stick around, Lagos. It's still What's Up Lagos, all right? Stick around. Welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea. We'll be Techie at 22 minutes past 11 right here. And the Techie Talk is live. Today's conversation is really, really lighthearted, okay? Not something too deep, but I mean, we all use, if you use an Android phone or you use an iPhone, I'm sure that you have apps that you download on your phone. And there are also apps that you find that you consume a lot, that you engage in on a lot. It could be social apps, it could be any other app that you have on your phone. So today, let's even talk about it. Maybe it would help you to assess yourself, you know, do that self-evaluation. Which of these apps is taking my time and my energy and my, you know, which of this is causing a bad habit? I know for some people, it is a social apps. It could be Instagram, could be Facebook, because there are contents there that just keeps you hang on. It just keeps you there and you just want to scroll and keep scrolling and keep scrolling, not knowing that it is consuming data. So which of these apps do you have on your phone that you know for a fact is consuming so much data? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can send a WhatsApp message, right? You can send a WhatsApp message to 09. I don't know why it keeps taking me a while to get the WhatsApp message, all right? The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello? Hello? All right, call me back if you can. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
This is Vincent on the line.
What's your name?
Vincent.
Vincent?
Yeah.
All right, Vincent, talk to me.
The app that do consume data is IG.
Instagram?
Yeah.
I know.
That one is for me.
What do you do on Instagram?
I watch video, like video, like this.
That's all you do on Instagram?
Yeah.
Interest. And it keeps consuming your data.
So then Facebook also.
And Facebook. Okay, so that's the thing. I knew that we're going to have people who would call either Instagram or Facebook, these social apps. Because at the end of the day, it looks like most of us are consumers of, you know, contents on social media than actual producers of content on social media. Anyway, which of these apps do you have on your phone that you know is consuming data? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
This is Kelvin from Ikeja.
Welcome, Kelvin.
Well, the app that consumes more data on my phone is Netflix.
Is what?
Netflix. Well, after Netflix.
Okay.
Because of my business.
Okay.
I barely use Instagram.
You barely use Instagram.
I barely use Instagram.
So it is Netflix for you, WhatsApp, Netflix. And...
If I have 10 gig, 9 gig is
going
on Netflix.
Interesting. All right, man. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that with us. So, it's understandable. You see a movie here. You have your business here. And then what do you do on Facebook? 0700-993-993-993. We're going on a break shortly. The phone lines are buzzing, really. I'm sure a few people want to tell me the app that consumes data on their phones. Stick around. I'll be right back.
9.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Techie Talk is still live. And we're asking you, what is that app on your phone that consumes more data? And how can you find out that? You can go on your phone. I think this would also help you to know which app you engage in the most, or which app you find yourself going back to every now and again. All right. You want to share that with me? Feel free. Let's know that particular app that consumes more data. 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. Okay, if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also. The WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. Hello. Okay. Call me back if you can. 0700 993 993 993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Talk to me.
For me, it's IG.
Okay.
It's my IG.
It's
then
Instagram.
Then my Facebook.
Hello.
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. You said...
My Facebook, but the Facebook, I prefer using that Facebook Live than the other one.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. So for me, I just went on my Android to check which app I consume the most. So there are three top apps on my phone that I consume the most. So there is WhatsApp, there is Chrome, and then there's Instagram. Now, Instagram takes the bottom list for me, as to the apps that I that engage or that uses the most data on my phone. 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465. 7190. On WhatsApp, Emmanuel from Ikoyi says, what? I never checked this before. These are the three apps that consume most data on my smartphone. He says Chrome browser is number one, then followed by Instagram and Facebook. Interesting. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Andrea. Hi. First time calling you.
Ah, welcome. It's good to have you.
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey from Ikotun.
Your name is?
Jeffrey from Ikotun.
All right, welcome.
Yeah. So I think it's necessary to point out two things. They are the apps that take most of my data, and they are the apps that take most of my time. Yeah, so for the apps that take most of my data, I think Facebook is number one.
Okay.
Followed by Instagram and Twitter. I spend most of my time on WhatsApp, so yeah, that's it.
Okay, so it's Facebook for you, it's WhatsApp and Twitter.
Yeah, and Instagram.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
So most of them are like social apps.
Yes, but I wouldn't consider WhatsApp a social media app. It's more like a communication app.
Oh, I see.
It's necessary. It's not like something I can do without.
Okay, but I mean, you get to connect on WhatsApp too and chat too on WhatsApp.
Yeah. But like on like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, I just go to see updates, you understand?
Yeah.
I have to like communicate important on WhatsApp.
Okay.
So it's less of like other apps to me.
I get your drift. I get your drift. Thank you so much. So that shows that most of us engage more on social apps. Right? Most of us engage more on social apps than every other app. Is it because we want to see updates ongoing in other people's lives, or we want to connect with people more than, you know, being physical with them? But anyways, let me know that app on your phone that consumes the most data. 0700 993 993 993. Hello. All right, call me back if you can. He's not aware that he's live on radio. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. I think Chrome is the one that is exhausting my data. And please, I would love to have the number for that young landlord.
Okay.
I would love to have that number.
Just send us a WhatsApp message, okay?
Please, can you call me the WhatsApp number again?
Just stay on the line. Listen via your radio.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello?
Good morning.
Good.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Okay, Shay, I'm calling from Igondo.
Welcome, Shay.
Okay, so top three on my list would be first, Canva.
Okay.
And then InShot and Instagram. You know, being that I'm a social media manager.
I was going to say, you're a content creator.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So the most on the list has to be Canva.
Okay.
It's up a whole lot of my data.
That's because you spend much time on that platform.
Yes. Most times, practically the whole day.
Okay, I mean, at least it's you being productive.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me. So I mean, it is obvious that the app that would consume more data on your phone is the app that you engage in the most, right? So if that just lets you to see that you are spending so much time on a particular app. Now the question now is, what benefit am I getting from being locked on this app? What is in it for me? Is it bringing me money? Is it bringing me relaxation? I think most of it for social media is that it helps you stay, you know, either stay informed or it relaxes you. If you are watching contents that would make you laugh and help you stay relaxed, then you can say, okay, that's in it for me. But when it becomes what you are addicted to, that you are stuck there, and that's where all your money is going to, when you're not engaging or when you're not benefiting from it, then there's a problem. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, Silar.
Yeah, good morning, ma.
Good morning to you.
How's it going?
Very well.
Yeah, for me, I would say app that consume more data should be my UC browser.
Okay.
Because I download movies a lot on my phone. So that is just the only app, you know, I use a lot.
Okay. I hope you know it's not really safe to download movies online.
Not really. I don't know about that. Just download my movies and watch. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. But for my babe, for my girlfriend, man, that is TikTok.
Okay.
I can count, just this week alone, I've subscribed like 3 times for her.
To go on TikTok.
TikTok, I don't know. She just tell me that she's out of data, that I should please do data for her. I will do data that's supposed to last for 1 full month, 5 gig, before 2-3 days. Everything is gone.
Is she an influencer?
No, not really, but she just like, maybe she's looking into that way. I don't know, but she's always on TikTok.
Okay, maybe she's building a career.
Yeah, well, I guess then she better find a way to cut costs with the way this situation of this country is.
All
thank
right.
you very much, and my best regards to Collins.
Collins, here we're here. Thank you so much. I mean, TikTok has been set to be the most engaging social media platform, top of the list when it comes to social media platforms. So I'm even surprised that most people aren't mentioning TikTok as that app that consumes the most data. Maybe it's engaging more to the Gen Zs, I want to assume. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Gide, calling from Surinere.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah. The only one I know that consumes my data much is Facebook.
Okay.
But I like watching the videos I see in Facebook.
That's all. Facebook.
That's where I know my own problem is. It's Facebook. WhatsApp doesn't consume much.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much. It says Facebook. Facebook consumes her own data, consumes most data on her phone. Most likely, that's the app that she engages the most. 0700-993-993-993, the female online, 01 0465-7190. There are WhatsApp messages. It's quite far from me right now. But let me share some info with you. So if you are on Facebook and you enjoy watching videos on Facebook, something you might not know is there are times that this videos that you watch get to play by themselves. It's called autoplay, right? So if you are not careful, they're playing themselves and they are consuming data without you even knowing it. And there's a way for you to stop that. So if you're one who engages a lot on Facebook, there are a few steps that you can take that would help you cut down the usage of data on Facebook. So the first step that you would do is to open your Facebook app. Now, you tap on the triple line button in on the lower right corner and then tap settings. Now, select account settings and then tap videos and photos. Tap autoplay and then choose either on Wi-Fi connections only or never autoplay videos. Now, that would help you to cut down on your usage or the data usage, because sometimes you don't know that these apps are engaging your data, running, you know, and cutting your data without you even knowing. It's background usage. So sometimes if you are not careful, you wonder, why is this app still on? Why is my data, you know, just zapping just like that? But you are unaware that there are some settings on these apps that you have to pay attention to, or you have to switch on, that would help you to cut down on the data that you are engaging or that you are, you know, using. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 0146-57190. So I would take that again if you're one who enjoys Facebook and the videos. So what you do is open your Facebook app, tap the triple button, the triple line button in the lower right corner, and then tap settings. Select account settings and then tap videos and photos. Tap autoplay and then choose either on Wi-Fi connection only or never play auto videos. I think this would be helpful. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 0146-57190. Tell me that app that you know consumes the most data on your phone. A few people have said Canva. Some people said InShot. Some people said Instagram, Facebook. I was expecting that would have more people say the social platforms, because, I mean, we find out that we're most of the time engaged there because of this juicy content that we get to see on a daily basis. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Or is it morning?
It's still morning. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, first time caller. Femi is my name. It's wonderful.
It's good to have you, Femi. Welcome.
Okay. I think I spend more data on Facebook. By the end of the day, I made 88 euros.
Wait, say that
even
again.
Yes, I spend more data on Facebook. By the end of the day, I made 88 euros.
You made 88 euros?
88 euros.
By being on Facebook. Please tell us about it.
Being on Facebook. Okay, there is a platform called Wind.
Okay.
It's a media platform, and they get content from social celebrities.
Okay.
You know, and you know, once you are in that platform, you can come in any of the VIPs. You know, but it's financially committed. You have to commit some money into it.
Oh.
You know, so they give you tax. You do on a daily basis.
Oh.
Right now on Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube. So once you finish your tax at the end of the day, you just watch and like, and that's all. And you are paid.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. For real?
For real.
Interesting.
Very, very real.
Okay. Okay. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not that you're just there on the platform. You're making money while being on the platform.
You're not wasting your money. You're not wasting your money in any way. You're not even thinking about data because you're making money on social media.
Okay,
so
then.
It's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. I mean, because that's the thing. A lot of people also now are going to influencer marketing. And, you know, social platforms are the way, you know, the way to go. So it's not that you're just there on this platform. You're there on the platform and then the platform is helping you make money. Anyway, on WhatsApp, your name is Sunny. And Sunny says, the apps that consume more data for me are Telegram, InShot, Instagram, Canva, and Chrome. Says I deleted my TikTok. I also deleted Facebook because it consumes battery on the background. Okay. Hello.
Hello, Andrea. Good afternoon.
It's morning. Welcome.
Oh, you still morning, Abby?
It's still morning.
Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome.
Okay, I thought you would not respond. This is from the Bulu.
Welcome, Eze. It's good to have you.
Yes, so, I don't know. I don't have any work. Maybe you can employ me to assist you. Hello?
You want what?
Maybe I want to work now, and the only you is in the station. You see on there. I'm free. Let me come down now so that you employ me.
It's good.
The work is too much for you now.
It's good where you are there. It's good where you are.
No. I want to enjoy a condition and talk to many people. You know that kind of a thing.
It's good where you are. You're already entertaining us there. It's good.
Just,
yes, just call every day. And
okay.
Talk. Yeah, you already have.
Okay, you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are doing well. Thank you.
I appreciate you. All right, 0700 993-993-993. Gloria on WhatsApp. She's sending a message from Ikorodu and she says, hi, Andrea. Mine is Pinterest and Facebook. Aha, Pinterest. It says, please repeat how to cancel autoplay videos on social media. Well, I said specifically Facebook. I'll try again to do that. Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Mike Adiola from Yaba.
Welcome, Mike. It's good to have you.
What's up, Lagos?
You're still alive.
Yeah, I am enjoying your program.
Thank you.
I make sure I don't miss your program.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping us updated and God bless you. I don't have much to say.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. That's already a good thing to say. I appreciate that you said that. I'll take this WhatsApp message coming from Olumide from Apapa. So Olumide here says, good day. I sleep on Twitter and I don't regret it. It says, thank goodness that the app doesn't consume much data and TikTok is number two. That app is so addictive. I agree with you. I really agree with you as to that. I rarely even go there. See, for me personally, anything that is going to distract me from being productive in my life, trust me, I move away from it. If it's not what is going to help me, if it's not going to be fruitful for me, I don't find myself there at all. We'll go on a break shortly and then we'll wrap this conversation up. Stick around.
More talk, news and sports after this.